Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. On Saturday, I was at the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation as they formed their foundation to help people who are victims of domestic violence across the Tennessee Valley. I had actually spoken to Kate Doster just a few weeks prior to this meeting that I was at on Saturday. It's interesting because we need to focus on domestic violence more often than we do. But the Searles family came together because of Cresha Somerville and her murder last July. When I heard that Cresha had been murdered through domestic violence, I became part of that effort. We tried to help pay for her funeral expenses, to help pay for her son to go to school with his school supplies because it happened so close to school time. And now the Searles family has stepped up to form a foundation to help victims of domestic violence. Kate Doster has a story to share herself, and I wanted her to bring awareness to domestic violence and share some of her story and share how she was able to overcome her domestic violence situation to move forward in life, to contribute in a special way in the community. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kate Doster.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm very happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Kate, we've talked a couple of times so far now. You've shared some of your story, some of your experiences. It involves domestic violence. We look at the things that have happened in our past. We wish that certain things hadn't happened, but at the same time, after they do happen, they help to either build us or break us down. Maybe there's somebody out there right now who's in the middle of a domestic violence situation. They have an opportunity to first get away from the situation, and second, to have hope and potential for their life. I wanted you to share, Kate, some of your story and speaking to individuals right now who are listening, who may be in those situations. I believe that you can encourage and inspire them.
Thank you for that, Mark. I do have a long history of being a victim of domestic violence, sexual assault, and trauma. And intimate partner violence has been on the rise during this pandemic that we're all experiencing. And my particular situation led me from Arizona in the Phoenix Valley here to Alabama to get some very specific help to get away from my last abuser. I went into hiding for about a year, a little over a year. Ultimately, the bottom line is that people in this situation are violated in more ways than just physical. There are many types of intimate partner violence, from financial domestic violence to spiritual and emotional and mental. And I sort of ran through the gamut with this last one, and I really had lost who I was as a person. And when I got here and was able to get some help and get into therapy, I went to a lot of groups with some local women who had gone through similar stories. They were all the same, and yet they were all different. And these women ran the field on every possible diversity that you could really imagine. There were grandmothers, single mothers, there were students, there was, you know, a nurse, there was everything. And so I talked to them one day, and as a professional photographer, I worked in Hollywood for a long time, was a celebrity photographer, and I worked on the runway for Phoenix Fashion Week. And I really wanted to create something that told a story. I'm considered a narrative photographer. So there are photographers that will take a portrait of a family and their husband and wife and kids and dog. And that's not really what I do. I theme my shoots out in very large productions. And I asked these women what, if they could give me an image of what life looked like on the other end of domestic violence after they had gotten out and gotten into a safe place physically. What did it look like? And 12 women came back with remarkable suggestions. And I encouraged them to think outside of the box. And a year or so ago, I started planning this shoot that I'm doing in November. And we have, the shoot is called Rebirth 2020. And it's everything that embodies what a person goes through in the rebirth process following domestic violence. And it's interesting, in my particular case, I was a very confident businesswoman, and I knew what I was doing in photography, but when it came to my personal relationship with my ex-abuser, I was just a shell of who I was. He controlled everything. I was not allowed to get my hair cut or colored or pick out my own nail polish for a manicure. I had to send copies of my bank statement every day. I had to ask permission for everything I did. And as a confident business owner who had a studio, it's kind of absurd when I look back on it now. And when it first ended, I went to one of my stylists in Phoenix, and this happened in October, and which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And purple is the color for domestic violence awareness. And we cut my hair and colored it purple. And doing that was such a liberating moment for me that we just sat in the salon and cried together about it. And I really felt that was the beginning of trying to set me free. When I came to Alabama to visit my friend for Halloween a couple of weeks later, we decided to get matching tattoos. And I publish a magazine called Celire, and it means to rise up. And it sort of embodied the epitome of what I've done since I was 12, which was over 40 years ago. And every now and again, I need to look down and remind myself of what I've come through. And when I talked to these women and I started getting these suggestions, some of them were really out of the box, and they really challenged me as an artist to create the looks that we needed. And originally we were going to put these into a couple of galleries in different states. And we decided, due to the pandemic, unfortunately, and because we care very much about safety at Kate Doster Media, that we're going to do an online gallery and invite people to come in to this gallery that you can view on my website, where you can see the behind-the-scenes interviews, the behind-the-scenes photos, what they go through in complete transformation of makeup. This is not someone that comes in and puts on a little blush or lip gloss or teases their hair. This is absolute head-to-toe body modification transformation. And so I've had to fly some of my staff and my colleagues in from Phoenix, who are award-winning artists, so that they can teach the people that I have found to work with me here, so that we can kind of have this big collaborative group effort. We have everything from a bird being set free from a cage to a phoenix rising from the ashes, down to a Japanese fighting fish, the betta fish, because they appear weak, but they really will fight to the death if needed. And it just embodied what these ladies have had to go through to safely take care of themselves and their children. So doing this is a really big honor for me.
As I stood before the audience on Saturday and spoke to the Searles family about this domestic violence foundation that they were forming, I think about the fact that Cresha no longer has a voice. There are those, though, that are still living that do have a voice, and that becomes a voice for people like Cresha and those who have not made it in the domestic violence continuum that came to the end result of the loss of their life. But we have to have these messages out there to be a voice for those who are no longer with us, so that young girls and even young men that are forming relationships now as we speak are able to see the signs and know what to look for when it comes to a domestic violence situation.
You're exactly right, Mark. When I lived in Phoenix, my best friend who lives here used to live in Phoenix, and I met her in a coffee shop. And it was an organization that worked with victims of domestic violence, and the ladies would go into these safe houses and then in turn be able to work at the coffee shop to develop skills that they their intimate partner might have not allowed them to have a job or their own money or to learn. And when I met her there, I sort of followed her to different organizations and volunteered as a photographer and did some things with her. And one of the organizations that I did some photos for is with John and Linda King. Their daughter, Lisa, was murdered. And the abuser has gotten out of prison before and still offended and hurt other women. And they have gone and created an organization called Fix the Hurt, where they put on plays to teach people down to school age children about what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. And I truly believe that if you have the information, and I would never put the fault of domestic violence on a victim. It is never, ever, ever their fault. I will say that adamantly, loudly, and clearly. If anyone is listening that is struggling in this particular area, it doesn't matter what he or she has ever said to you, because there are male victims of DV as well. And I would say that you are never, ever at fault. This is not about having a strong enough self-esteem, or you didn't clean the house right, or you didn't do something right. This is absolutely all on them. And I personally believe that they can be rehabilitated. There are programs that can help offenders be rehabilitated. However, in this case, if you are in a situation where you are being harmed, there are organizations that can help you get out. And they can help in ways that you might not think that they can help. And knowledge is power, Mark. And if you are able to take a look inward, in my case, I was so oppressed by my ex-abuser that I had become very suicidal. It wasn't safe to leave me alone for a couple of months. And I remember thinking to myself, you're an award-winning photographer. What are you doing? How could someone take you this low? And it was quick. This was in the span of 7 months that he tried to destroy my life. And when I came to Alabama on vacation, I was here for a week, and I spent the first 5 days just crying on my friend on her couch. I couldn't really enjoy myself for the first 5 days. And I decided to move here because I needed to close that chapter on my life. I was in a position where I could leave, and I did. And when I got here and I got in therapy and I started hearing these other, I don't want to say survivors, Mark, they are thrivers. They have picked up the ball. Some of them have gone back to school. They have gotten custody of their children. They are remarkable, amazing women. And to hear their stories, even though it might have differed slightly from what you went through in the terms of the actual abuse, you find a tribe mentality. And I personally think it's heartbreaking that people are not more shocked about domestic violence. We've become a very complacent nation, you know, it's almost apathetic. It's become such a ripple effect that we need to be horrified and offended that anyone would ever raise their hand or their voice to a child or a woman or a man. Women have no right to abuse men or perpetrate any violence against them, and neither men or women have any right to really do this in front of their children, because you are creating a legacy that's going to set them up for failure. They're going to grow up believing that that's what they need to be around, that that's normal, and it's not. And we as a community need to be outraged a lot more than we are at what's happening. And there is a life out there. I mean, I'm living proof of that, Mark. My first case of abuse was at 12 years old, and I had to live with the shame of it being a female and female perpetrated sexual molestation. So I didn't know who I was or what I was or how I had done something. It was all my fault at 12 years old. And that's a burden that no child should be asked to carry. So to be able to have a gift of designing a set and creating a theme and saying, we're going to tell your story. And because I care about your safety, we're gonna make you over into whatever gives you the empowerment, the feeling of just safety, and so we've taken everything from someone who wants to be a gypsy that's wild and free to a Viking warrior queen. We've taken every conceivable. We even have a crone wisdom tree, a lady that's much older than the rest of the girls, and she wants to be this tree of encouragement and wisdom. And these stories can help change your life. And there is help out there. I would like to say that my best friend is an advocate for domestic violence, and I did not tell her about my abuser for 5 out of the 7 months, because I knew in my head, I knew that something wasn't right. And I knew that she was going to be the voice of reason. But I was so far in that rabbit hole that the shame kept me from saying anything. It was only when you expose this shame, you know, to light, to the good people around you that are able to help you and will help you, that is something that's worth clinging to. And I tell people all the time, I wasn't even alive in the 50s, but I have this mental image of being in gym class, you know, where you had to climb a rope and ring a bell or something. I don't know where I saw it. I never experienced it, but I think about that analogy a lot when I talk to people and I say, life demands a balance of good and bad, right? And so when it's bad, tie a knot in your rope and hang on, because that tide will turn. You unfortunately may not see justice in every situation that you're involved in. That's going to have to be left up between what your belief in faith is and your ex. I know that one day my abuser is going to have to account for his crimes.
Let's take a quick break, Kate, and when we come back, let's talk about that turning tide and the opportunities that you have found to make a difference in the lives of others. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, folks, we're talking to Kate Doster. She is from Sheffield, Alabama, over in the Shoals part of northwestern Alabama. She's sharing her victory over domestic violence and how it's changed her life moving forward and how she's been able to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city. Works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I have been talking to Kate Doster, and she's still with us. We've talked about her domestic violence situation and how she was able to overcome that and help other people. Find opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others, because I want people, no matter what your situation is right now, no matter how burdened you feel by the challenge that you're facing, I want you to know that there is hope and that you can make a difference in the lives of others. You can change your life. You can improve your life and make it better by helping other people. And I wanted Kate to share her story on the Mark White Show today and then share how she has made a difference. I know that she's been teaching classes to others, and that empowers people as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kate Doster.
Thank you so much, Mark.
so many people out there wonder, what can I do? They haven't necessarily taken that first step yet, and sometimes they're reluctant, whether it's because of confidence. And I know if you were a 12-year-old girl when you were molested, that confidence would be a big issue, and having self-confidence and stepping out there and saying, okay, what I thought of myself as a child because of this happening is not me. I have to find myself. And when I find myself, I can make a real difference in the lives of others. That is a major hurdle that some people never overcome. But maybe somebody listening today is ready to jump that hurdle and find their purpose in this life.
Mark, one of the things that was really helpful for me was when I discovered a book by a friend of mine, J.S. Park. It's called The Voices We Carry. And I have to, a confession I should make. I am addicted to one thing in life, and that's books. I buy them. I don't always read them, but I feel I need to buy them. And I got this book, and I read it, and it was about challenging the voices that you have. And I thought, what a great opportunity to really look at what my belief system was. It's something that a social worker friend had challenged me earlier in the year to do as well. And so I started doing that. When I would hear negative thoughts, I blamed myself at 12. I blamed me because I was temperamental and slamming doors and being 12. And I blamed that little innocent child for the savage crime that took place that night. And I had to take that power back for her, for me. And so when I read this book, I started challenging everything. And you manifest what you focus on, what you talk about, what you focus on, what you think about. If it comes out of your mouth, you will bring it to fruition. And so I really had to stop myself and say, okay, just let's challenge where that's coming from. And so that was my first real help, was reading this book. And I journal a lot. I've been journaling since I was 12. And I didn't know what to journal about when I was 12. I hadn't lived that much of a big life. So I interestingly enough, I journaled about soap operas. And I let my creativity kind of go with that. And I would pick my favorite characters and have all these things with them. And I journaled and I wrote. And my creativity grew and grew. And when I got into photography, it was on the tail end of I will say a toxic relationship. It was very unhealthy. And I picked up a camera and I was just shooting my dogs and the neighbors and didn't know what to do with it. And there was a thing in Phoenix called a shootout where you would go and they would have a model hired. And basically you just had mentors that you could learn from and experience. And I met a lot of models that day that went on to become photographers. And I met my mentor, Jim Johnson, who was my best friend in Phoenix. And Jim taught me everything that I knew about photography. I did not go to school for this. I just lost him in April of this year, and he was a driving force behind Kate Doster Media. He was an electrical engineer with Honeywell, and photography is an illusion. And I sort of took that and said, let me see what we can create. I love to give back. And so because of Jim, Kate Doster Media started a thing called Send the Elevator Back for Me, where I thought, what if there wasn't a Jim Johnson that kind of held my hand for 8 years? What if I didn't have that? And so I started talking to other people in my industry, my primary hair and makeup folks. And I said, what if we took cosmetology students that just graduated and took them out on location? What if I took photographers to Hollywood? What if I did this? And so I did. And I started taking people around. And you know, one of them's become wildly successful right now. And I just look at what I can do to give back makes me feel better. It's really coming from a place of selfishness, if I can be honest. I want to be able to take this story, this collective story of these remarkable women, and say, we all can understand whatever your situation is. I used to not really understand why I had gone through so much. I'm a faithful person. I'm a woman of faith. And I remember saying, what's the plan? I don't get it. But then I started meeting people and they would say things like, you can't possibly understand, I've been raped. Yes, I can. I've lost a baby, so have I. And so I started looking at what I could do creatively to kind of take people and use the medium that God blessed me with, which is photography and staging big things. And so, and then using a little bit of Jim's wisdom to say, how can I turn someone into a moth emerging from a cocoon? I don't know, but it sounds like a challenge. So I really love to do that. And I want to be the voice like Krisha. I obviously, I never knew her. I think it's amazing what her family's doing and that people are stepping up to give a voice to their children. And if you could turn back time to, you know, to situations that have happened in your life, maybe you would have spoken to someone differently. It comes down to really just being kind. When you are able to let go of the suffering that you have, when you can find some way to release yourself from that suffering, it does not excuse what the perpetrator did to you. I will never, ever say that. I will never say that a victim needs to just get over it, because there are things, I'm still not over it at 53. What I am saying is if you can find a way to either turn it over to your faith or to journal about it or to release it somewhere, it can ease the burden of suffering on you. And there are organizations, there are places, there are people that make this their life's mission, like the National Advocacy and Training Network in Phoenix, or the Fix the Hurt organization in Phoenix, or there are local organizations here. There are places that can assist you and make it their mission to do so. And the majority of the people that you would be going to for help are people that have lived through the same thing. So they are coming from a place of compassion and knowledge that they have been through that. There is life on the other side. And by taking on this project, I wanted to be able to say, look at what you've overcome. Look at what you've overcome in the year and a half that I've known you. Amazing, remarkable things. We have one woman that was with her abuser from age 15 to 51 or 52. That's a lifetime, Mark. And to be able to give her a platform and say, come out for one day and let's transform you into a sunrise, which is what she wants to be. And I thought, how's that going to happen? How do I do that? Again, I saw it as a challenge. And to be able to take that and to put it into high-end photography, I do high-end work that takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of months of post-production and editing. But art is subjective, Mark, and art has to make you feel something. And so I don't want to just have a lovely photo on a wall that someone can say, that's a lovely photo on the wall. I want something that will reach out and take you by the hand and pull you into the story. I want you to follow me as a narrative storytelling photographer. The story that these 12 women have to share is pretty remarkable.
Speaking of following you, Kate, I know that there are probably some people listening right now who would like to follow you and maybe even get in touch with you, communicate with you because of the circumstances you've experienced. What can people do to connect?
I would absolutely love for anyone to contact me, particularly if you are struggling and just need a voice to hear you. They can reach me. My website is katedostermedia.com. There is a contact me button on there. My email is kate@katedostermedia.com. I'm afraid I'm not very unique. It's all sort of original. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Kate Doster Media. That's where I can be found. I would love to know your story. Our plan right now is if we, once we get this shoot done, I would really like to, and these photos will be for sale, Mark. These are, I work with a lab in another state that prints very high-end artwork. And after the online gallery is completed, the photos will be for sale. And I am donating back into the National Advocacy and Training Network and to the local organizations for domestic violence shelters here in Alabama, as well as the Fix the Hurt organization in Phoenix, because I've been involved with them directly. And so once we make donations back, I would like to plan one big themed storytelling shoot a year. And next year's project is male survivors of DV, because I really feel that they need a voice. I am married, and my spouse was a victim of abuse, and I know that there are hundreds, if not more, of men, and they don't come forward. I'm sure you know, as a former officer, that's not something that you really hear from, but I know that their stories are there, and they deserve to have a voice tell that. So I'm very open to hearing from anyone. I will speak to anyone on the phone. They just need to email me or message me. They can Zoom with me or Skype with me, or I'm all over social media, Snapchat.
Since I started with talking about the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation, I do want to encourage people to find that group. It's the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated, INC. S-U-R-L-E-S is how you spell Searles. And if you're interested in being a part of that across Tennessee Valley, I want you to be a part of that effort as well. Kate Doster, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing your story and seeking to encourage and inspire others who may be in a similar situation at this time. We want them to know that there is hope for them, that they can get out of that situation, and that there are people who care, who want to make a difference in their life and find an opportunity to share our stories with them so that we can connect and we can help bring them out of that fire, so to speak, and be a rising phoenix.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Mark. It's really been a pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity to share what we're doing in November. I appreciate you.
You're most welcome. Folks, we've been talking to Kate Doster. She's from Sheffield, Alabama. She's been sharing her story with us. I encourage you to go to katedostermedia.com. Doster is spelled D-O-S-T-E-R. As we continue to recognize difference makers, I hope that you'll share these stories with your friends. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192.
That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.